Chowder's Room, October 31st. Written by Cricket Nation Rise and read by Chaos Cure. Dax is sick. His nose is somehow stuffy and runny at the same time. His throat is sore. His headache feels like a herd of wild beasts are jackhammering continuously. Plus, he's lonely. He's been sequestered down in the basement since his coughing fit in the living room 2 days ago. The rest of the house taking turns to leave snacks and fluids outside the bungalow. It's very sweet of them, but he misses his friends, the camaraderie that's inherent in the shared spaces. Dex is the captain. He should be in the thick of things, fostering the cohesion of the team on and off the ice. Knock, knock. Dex spends 2 seconds debating getting up to answer the door before flopping back into his bedding.
Come in, he rasps out.
Hey, Dex. Chowder peeks his head in with a smile. How are you feeling?
Still like shit, he says. Glad to see you, though.
The house isn't the same without you, for sure, says Chowder. Me and Nursie, we're gonna watch some Halloween stuff in my room, if you're feeling up to relocating for the night.
I'd probably need a little help, but aren't you guys worried you'll get sick too?
Nah, we were both sick last week, remember? We probably gave it to you in the first place, honestly.
Well.
Come on, Dex. If nothing else, you'll be warmer. You've done a lot of work down here, but it's still a fucking basement. He sighs. All right. Help me up. Chowder helps him out of bed and then bustles around, gathering up blankets and forcing him to rest in the kitchen while he grabs a fresh Gatorade and makes toast. When they make it up the stairs to Chowder's room, Nurse is already there, fluffing pillows and making sure tissues are within easy reach. The string lights are on, covering the room in a warm glow, and fuck, Dex could cry.
You guys, he chokes out. Chill, Dex. We weren't going to let you spend your favorite holiday alone. Plus, we missed you.
Nursie says easily, powering up the small wall projector that Dex had installed for Chowder over the summer. Just sit down and bask in the friendship, Dex. Chowder nudges him toward the bed as he speaks. Dex is too sick to put up much protest at the cuddling and goes, flopping down in relief. Even the rest in the kitchen wasn't enough to offset the sheer exhaustion clinging to his frame. He manages to wriggle into the center of the bed and get comfy before he lets his eyes slip closed while Chowder and Nursie finish setting up.
What about it, Dex? Opinions?
Comes Chowder's voice, startling him out of the half-sleep he'd been drifting in.
Opinions on what? What we're watching, Dexie. Scary or fun?
Fun. Too tired for scary, he mumbles.
Then fun you shall have. Drink this,
Nursie adds, shoving the Gatorade at him. It has a straw. Dex stares at it for a bit, lost in the overwhelming sense of belonging that it triggers. The other two clamber onto the bed, pinning him in place from either side, and get themselves cozy.
Ready?
Nursie asks the others, poised with the remote.
Born ready.
Chill.
Nursie grins and hits play. Dex looks at the wall, pleased when Bette Midler's name comes up. He hums in delight. He hasn't seen Hocus Pocus in years. Thanks, guys, he whispers. It's not enough words to encompass how grateful he is for them, for the friendship, for their care. But it's what he can manage right now.
Of course, Dex, says Chowder.
Got your back, Nursey says.
Dex smiles, sips his Gatorade, and lets himself get lost in the sweeping overhead shots of the beginning of the movie. He'd rather not be sick, obviously, but surrounded by his two best friends, watching an awesome movie is pretty much exactly where he wants to be.
The end.